right. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cool Showman, the only thing that we're allowed to do in here today. How exciting is that? All right. It's Sunday afternoon. It's a beautiful 86 degrees, and here we are in a windowless warehouse in Montgomery, Ohio. How's everyone feeling? Real good. Okay. Welcome to Cool Showman. We're going to kick this off classic talk show style with some top-of-the-line monologue jokes. Is everyone excited for the monologue? All right. Am I garnering a lot of enthusiasm? Can you feel it coming through every GD cell in my body right now or what? All right, here's the deal. Cool Showman has been off for 56 whole days. Can you believe it? Two beautiful months have passed. I think it's only appropriate that we catch up on all the important things that have happened through the medium that is classic late-night monologue comedy. So here we go. 7:30 p.m., late night Sunday comedy monologue. And begin. Hey, did you hear about this? Chris Rock was slapped by Will Smith at the Oscars. Dave Chappelle speared on stage at a comedy festival in Los Angeles. Hey, what's next? Kevin Hart gonna get wedgied on stage at Madison Square Garden? We're back, baby! Catching up on all of this, Elon Musk, you heard about this guy? He's out there, he's wacky. He may or may not have successfully purchased Twitter for $44 million. Hey, richest man in the world buying Twitter for $44 billion. He doesn't even know you can just go on the Craigslist community forums, get all the friends you need, you know? No, for realsies, next weekend I'm meeting up with a stranger from Delhi. We're going to go burn down a tire factory for insurance purposes. Hell yeah. Shout out to Craigslist, our sponsors. Is it 500 degrees in here right now, or is my body just giving in on me? Amber Heard. You Amber Heard about this? Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, they're continuing to sue each other for defamation. They're airing out all their dirty laundry on televised court proceedings, with Depp suing for $50 million, Heard countersuing for $100 million. Hey, whose bed do I have to shit in to get that kind of money, you know what I'm saying? True story, last time I shit in the bed, the Comfort Inn charged me a $40 cleaning fee. Oh, this hurts me. All right. James Corden, he announced that he's stepping down as the host of the Late Late Show sometime next year, so I guess you can consider this my audition for his job. Hello. He's English. Tonight we have Adele on the show. She's going to sing in a car while I stuff a milkshake down my pants. Cheerio. CBS, I'm available now. I don't know if I'm sweating or crying. Walt Disney World, they announced this. You heard about this? Disney, they said that they are going to allow the character mascots inside their parks to start hugging the patrons again. That's pretty exciting, huh? Get a little human contact. No specifics on how long each hug is legally allowed to last, but I do intend to conduct a vigorous investigation as soon as my parole officer lets me leave the state, huh? I am in physical pain. And finally, since our last show in March, just 56 short days ago, the price of gasoline has jumped 30%. Bad news for drivers. Good news for my parents, who use that as their argument against driving me to Disney World so I can hug all the mascots this summer. Huh? Let's start the show, huh? Welcome back to Cool Showman. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. We're going to have some guests join us, but how about we do a little theme song to get everyone fired up first? How's that sound? 56 days later, here is the theme. Cool Showman. And we're back here at Go Bananas. my name is Giles. I'll be hosting this little shindig if my heart doesn't stop on me before it's over. Thank you, Phil. Welcome back from Limestone. Well, folks, I suppose it's only appropriate now to introduce our first guest today on Cool Showman. Is everyone excited? Let's please keep that enthusiasm as high as possible for our first guest. He just got back from the city. He just got back from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And from what I hear, he loved it, brother. Put your hands together for Rand Barnacle making his way to the stage. Yeah, go ahead, Rand. Grab yourself a seat here. Come on up. I forgot to add the music to the thing. Don't you beer me. All right. Rand, you just got back from Philadelphia where you shot your first special at the Helium Comedy Club.
Yep.
How was that experience for you? Did you
it was
enjoy
good.
It? Yeah?
Yep, it was good. Thank you, Gilman. It was good.
Okay, you do anything else fun in Philadelphia? You crawl up the Rocky steps while screaming or something?
Nope, didn't see Rocky.
Okay.
Went to ate a cheesesteak off of a cart.
Okay, right off a cart there. You didn't slap yourself on a hoagie roll and cover yourself in cheese whiz or something like that?
No, I didn't. Stop talking to me like that.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what's something that's going on. If we could go ahead and try to get to the next slide while we're introducing our guests, we're going to test out if that theory worked or not. There we go. Perfect. Let's see. You recorded your special. That was a good time?
Yeah. Giles, yes.
Okay. Don't be afraid to talk on the talk show.
I thought you were bringing up the next person.
Oh, sure.
Help me.
Okay.
I'm trying to hit 75 here. Let's see.
I had a good time, Giles. I opened for a puppet. Everything's good. It should come out at some point.
Well, life is all about.
I love Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. I walk so far. The sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes.
Okay.
It was Philadelphia. It wasn't that crazy.
Beautiful. All right. What are you going to do if your special comes out and you break through the mainstream? You become the world's loudest comedian. What are you going to do then? When this rocket
all
takes
right.
off.
Do you even want me on the show, man?
I desperately need you on the
all
show.
All right. Well,
yep.
You're acting like a real brat. Look how thick that line is.
I really stuffed that little chunker right in
I
there,
did,
didn't I?
I did that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I stuffed the chunker.
Yep. Well, best of luck to you and your special and all your success.
Here we go.
One day, maybe you can open for me.
Well. Hopefully so. Well, Rand, thank you for setting the tone.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. We'll catch you later. You're welcome to sit here. We're doing it original late night style where the guests just keep getting added to the show here. And speaking of adding a guest, let's go ahead and say hello to our second guest. Folks, you've seen her in this club serving up both chicken bites from the kitchen and laughs from the stage. On the first Sunday of each month, you can find her in here crawling around on the floor for her yoga comedy show called Yoga Nanas. And every other evening, you can find her crawling around outside by the dumpsters foraging for food.
Yeah!
Put your hands together for a real freak. Please clap for Hannah Youngholm. All right. Everyone is taking their time. Coming up here. She's dressed like Laura Dern in Jurassic Park for some reason. You find that observation to be apt and accurate. Don't be afraid to pick up the microphone and say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Hannah, how are you? How are things? Good?
Good.
Okay. I can tell from the enthusiasm in your voice right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep whispering like that. That's going to be good. Okay. Hannah, exciting things in your life. You may or may not have graduated from college recently.
It's up in the air.
Congratulations.
We're not 100% sure.
That feels like something that you should be able to look up very easily on a...
I forgot to apply for graduation on time, so I think it's pending or something. I had to do it late.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Woo!
All right, you're probably thinking a lot about your future right now.
I'm just kind of hanging out with my friend.
Well, I guess I'm just fucking wrong about everything. Hannah, now that you're a college graduate and former employee of the month here at Go Bananas, is it all downhill from here?
I don't think so, Giles.
All right, what's the plan, Han? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, no.
What the hell are you going to do now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. No.
All right.
Sound like my grandpa.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, what is the next step? Doubling down on graduate school or fleeing the country to avoid your student debt? What's the plan? What are
fleeing the country is more probable.
Great choice on your part. Okay, let's go ahead and continue with the fun. Man, we are just fucking rocking and rolling. I guess the only appropriate option now is to bring up our final guest to really balance out this panel and maybe bring a sense of levity or perhaps entertainment to this thing that we've gathered people to here today. Who knows?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Okay. Now that the energy's right where I want it, some call him Cincinnati's God of comedy. Other calls him the comedian that can't stop talking about God. Please put your hands together in prayer now for a respectable Christian man boy, my friend, Zachary Wyckoff, everyone. Come on up. Come on up here, Zach. Let's go ahead and get that positive mental attitude on, Mike.
Yeah. Guys, I have a question for you, actually.
Fire away.
Do you like doing this?
I don't know anymore. And it's not so much this. It's more this being a microcosm of my whole life. It seems like it just keeps happening, and I put effort into it, and someone feels like they might enjoy it. Yeah. All right.
Nice.
I guess it was all worth it, Zach.
All right.
JK, it's been 2 months. I'm just finding my groove. But, Zach, you had yourself quite a comedy weekend right here on this little stage. Whoops. No, you were here. You were featuring for New York City's own Stephen Rogers.
That's right.
How was that experience for you? You can clap or not. There you go. Give it up for Zach, celebrating his success.
Sure.
He's up here doing time.
Yeah, it was great. There was a bunch of other small white men just like me.
Yes, and they were similar in stature.
And joy and levity and humor. And we all hugged, and Aww. It was very sweet. And I think we might move in together. Who knows?
That does sound nice, Zach.
Yeah.
Let's see. We were right here. I mean, Stephen, interestingly, he had to cut out to go do a late night set for James Corden, the guy whose job I probably just stole about 20 minutes ago with that nice little thing here. What? And yet here we are on the same stage doing a late night talk show.
Guys, you should.
What a dumb asshole, you know? He could have just stayed right here. Sorry, you had something?
No, I'm good.
That's okay. But let's see if we can go ahead and just click to the next one here. Now, Zach, did you have a good time this weekend?
Oh, boy. I feel like I'm about to not.
I don't know. I saw your set. I liked it. No, I really liked it.
Oh, man.
No, I did.
You're a bad person, man.
No, for real. See, Zach, did you have a good time?
I did.
All right, good. Yeah. If you could describe your weekend in two words, what words do you think they would be?
Strong.
Okay.
Fashionable.
Fashionable. Whoa. He was dressed well.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, based on my observation, I was thinking very fun. Could we perhaps click one more time?
Super funny guy, you're gonna love him. His name is Zach Wyckoff. Very fun. Nice to meet you guys, gang. That's very fun. I am 5'8". That's fun. I'll say I'm a Christian, but I'm kind of a bad boy.
Very fun.
Just a big fan of my mommy. Very fun, beautiful place. No, it's very fun to be somewhere that like isn't Ohio. Oh, that's very fun. That's a fun joke. This guy knows geography. Thank you. That's very fun. Oh, goodness. That's very fun. Oh, that's very fun. I killed him. That's very fun. Oh, there's something set up for all these. This is fun. That's very fun. Oh, that's very fun. That's very fun. Anybody should have sex. Oh, yeah. I was like, well, thank you.
Zachy!
You know, it for some reason, watching that clip for me was not very fun.
Guys, you're a fucking bitch, dude.
I spent 40 minutes this morning, like, just hitting cut and premiere, like, like a fucking maniac. For my good friend.
Holy shit, man.
God. Zach, we love you. We appreciate you coming on.
It was like a minute long.
It was. That's 1 minute out of 20. And there are no repeats.
5% of my set is convincing the audience we're having a good time.
It's so wild because I saw him late show and I was like, hey, can you send me that? And then he sent me the first show, which was much better.
You're turning red.
I'm crying.
What a sociopath.
I know. I'm a dangerous man. But hey, here we are on the show, folks. So thanks for coming out. We're going to just get it started here. No more tearing each other apart. Let's tear apart these GD current events. If we would please get to the first slide here.
Thanks for censoring yourself.
I'm just trying to get through it here. Everyone enjoy the holiday on Friday, this past Friday here. If anyone wasn't on nationalholiday.com, it was, of course, National Blame Someone Else Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently that takes place on the first Friday the 13th of every year. Anyone in here celebrate?
Yeah, okay. I took a shit on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah, but you did. It was right in front of your house. You didn't even. Everyone knew.
It's also not shit. It's a dead cat that you're obsessed with.
I'm not obsessed with it, but it's in a box.
Oh, yeah? What's its name?
What was its name? Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry. She named it Sherry. Oh. Obsessed. It is dead and it's horrifying.
It's in a box. Someone put it in a box, but
someone
then didn't
put it in a box.
Do anything else with it except shit on it.
Someone picked the cat up and they put it into a box.
But they didn't take
they
it.
They didn't
anywhere.
Put it into a trash can, even
no,
though they
just into a box.
Into a box on top of its
and
own oil.
You can see its bones.
Yeah, you can see its bones, Hannah.
It's a lot going on over there in Hannah's world.
If we're gonna blame anybody, I think the parents.
The cat people. Parents. Makes sense.
Me and Ran or the cat?
That is what I was.
I blame it on God.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting. I actually, unfortunately, I didn't get to celebrate National Blame Someone Else on Friday. I wasn't aware of it, so I thought maybe today I would just kind of catch up. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I thought this would be a good time. So, you know, here we are celebrating. Let the party begin. Why are there so few people here today, Zach? Why did you do that to me?
I mean, I do despise you and root against you.
Well, you've succeeded today, Zach. And that's nothing against everyone that was kind enough to take time out of their day. It was pointed towards everyone.
I think my favorite part about that is you pre-wrote that there was going to be no one here.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I could have guessed based on everyone's responses on the internet. Speaking of which, why don't more people respond to my digital content, Hannah?
I feel like I'm a pretty good fan of yours online.
Okay, well.
Very good answer.
If it helps my...
I don't know. Maybe it has something to deal with me, you know? It's like, why does everyone have such trouble engaging a normal conversation with me, Ran?
It's obviously because you're completely unhinged.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, swing and a miss there.
You don't blink. And then
you don't blink.
And then
blink.
It's like when am I going to have time to talk about anything personal with a man who doesn't blink?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so engaged in our conversation. No. I literally don't want to take my eyes off the other person.
That's sketchy. That's sketchy, man.
Oh yeah, I guess it is sketchy to care in this callous fucking hellscape that we live in.
Here he goes.
2022.
Here he goes.
Every second's a nightmare, and I just have to bear with it, eyes open, Steven Tyler style. Get it?
No.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
Nice little riff-a-roo in there. I guess it's. Okay.
Okay.
That was him trying to blink. That's
yeah. Right. I have to threaten
so
myself
unnatural.
With the edges of paper to get them little peepoppers closed. Well, folks, I feel like we've done a good job covering National Blame Someone Else Day. Let's see what else is going on recently, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead here. You hear about this, the Hitch of kickball? Speaking of Will Smith 15 minutes ago, you know what I'm talking about? There's a film where Will Smith played a matchmaker. It's called Hitch. Anyway, Rhode Island... Sorry?
Nothing, man. all.
How much was this little machine of yours?
This?
Yes.
Were you asking him how much something?
No, it was between $1,200 and $1,600.
Oh.
I know, right? It's terrifying.
But it paid off.
No. No, the secret to life is to invest too much into passions and then let them fizzle out in front of...
Can I touch it?
You can touch one. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Nice.
Pretty good. I call that one...
Yep.
Fuck!
Rhode Island kickball player Gianna Pecchia was banned for life from the application Tinder, which apparently people use to meet each other. I haven't heard of it. The service discovered she was using the dating app to recruit teammates for her adult kickball league. There you go.
That's sad.
It is a little... What? Sad. She, Pecchia, dubbed the, quote, Cupid of kickball, found 25 players through the app, including 18 for her team, and another 7 to help fill the rosters on other teams in her league.
Dude.
Said Gianna, I would host dinner meetups with people who are interested so that they could meet each other and other people from the league, match the teams up, set up things, etc.
What? Dude, do you think she was...
asexually setting up adult kickball leagues? Yes, I do.
See, I didn't think...
Yeah.
I was going to be like...
Yeah.
People that are matching with her, maybe she's...
I don't know.
Oh, leading them on?
Fucking them.
Oh, well, that. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's her kink, is to so watch people like, run around.
So maybe that's how she gets the ball pitched to her better.
Maybe she just likes HR so much that she was like, how can I infuse it into the
Why
dating
app? Why'd they boot her off Tinder? That's kind of a fun thing.
I'll tell you why. According to Tinder guidelines, it is fine to invite your matches to something that you're doing, but if the purpose of your profile is to advertise your events or business nonprofit, political campaign contest, or to conduct research, we may delete your account. Here I was thinking Tinder, the only thing it's allowed for is breaking up marriages and harassing people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying over there.
Have you thought about getting on Tinder to promote this show?
I actually have never used any of those. I don't want to quantify my unsuccess in that part of my life. I feel like I'm doing well enough counting this. I don't feel like I need to add data to that part of my life. But here's my question. What's more embarrassing, doing this show or anything else? JK, what's more embarrassing, playing adult kickball or using dating apps to get people to play kickball? What do you think about that? Did I not phrase that correctly?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know anymore.
You were reading, and then you just blindly looked over, eyes never blinking, and then you go, what do you think about that? We're all just sitting here like, is he still reading the card?
I don't know. You guys ever...
Shoot you, man.
Play adult kickball?
I would play kickball if you guys ever wanted to hang out or play kickball.
Oh, cool.
Sad answer.
Yeah, find me on the dating apps.
Sad answer.
Yeah, there we go.
Kickball's fun.
If you guys ever wanted to hang out?
Didn't have to say that. playing
I don't need a lot of people. We can use ghost men and put them on.
Okay, even sadder response.
Yeah.
We can use ghost men. I already named them all. We can use Gary, Grant, Clayton.
Sherry.
Sherry, the cat.
You're just moving.
She's a base.
you're just moving a box with a dead cat in it.
You can slide into a dead cat. You're like, yeah. You win, but did you really? I'm being her.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah. You won.
She's wearing a witch's robe.
Yeah.
The winner gets the bones.
Nope.
That's true. Zach, you ever play adult kickball?
I sure have not, but I would.
What?
You want to join me and Sherry's kickball league?
Yeah, me and Hannah have a new league.
You look like an adult kickball coach.
I sure do.
That's shocking you've never played.
We can sever the cat's limbs and use them as bases.
Hey, take it easy.
Okay. Yeah.
We can sever the cat's limbs, and then we can use the bones to fuck.
That's
the...
not...
Native Americans.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Where is this going?
Native Americans actually played kickball with plenty of bones. They would tie them into...
Why don't you shut up, too?
They're fashioned into a ball. But yeah, she's out there. You know, of all the crazy things that someone could use a dating app for, I guess setting up adult kickball isn't the worst.
Are you about to show us the worst?
Yeah.
What have you done?
I don't know. What other wacky things could someone use a dating app for?
LARPing.
Oh. That was the number one activity at my undergraduate college.
Of course it was.
Yeah, that's why.
You went to Nerd University.
I literally went to the Big Bang Theory, if it were a college, in central Massachusetts. And, you know, it's crazy. I don't talk to those people anymore.
No.
That's me.
That wasn't you.
No, I actually
say it's me.
No, I tried to do like Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice. That was me like throwing my voice. I was like,
No.
Yeah, it is. That's me saying that.
That isn't you.
Man, it'd be crazy if someone did something else, son.
Has anyone ever LARPed? Do you need me to host this? Has anyone ever LARPed?
Answer yes. Question
did?
A.
You did?
Answer B, no, I did not LARP. I walked by them in anger and then watched.
Is LARPing like, what is that?
Live it's action dressing. Role play.
Oh.
There we go.
Let me tell you, Hannah.
Zach, have you ever LARPed?
Have
you ever?
I have, even Ooh. Though I don't think I'm allowed to believe in magic.
Ah.
No, I did. It was a cool thing at my school, which is the same as marching band. We all did it, and we convinced ourselves that it was cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does sound pretty cool, Zach. So
they have, like, names.
So, like, Quidditch
pool noodle.
And shit? Like, when you see the people in the field wearing,
like... you kill people with a pool noodle.
Oh.
You're like, you've
Yeah,
you've
but they like, that take it...
Fun.
There's, like, dudes that take it super serious, and their names are, like... Lord Florbian, and they like make foam swords, and they name the swords.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole passion. One day I hope to care about something.
We all think we're going to be successful comedians, though.
Not anymore. No. Moving on. We're going to go into the next thing here. We're talking about dating apps. You know what dating apps often lead to, you know?
No.
Sexual intercourse.
Oh,
yeah. You ever heard of it?
Whoa. What is this bone?
Buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We're getting into some pretty blue territory here.
Where'd you get this off the Sears catalog?
I actually heard about this. I got this from Forbes.com. They're talking about...
When this came up, Wyckoff's voice got deeper.
Yeah.
All that testosterone.
He went, now what is this next thing?
Wyckoff, are you hard?
He's becoming a man today.
It's only funny for me.
A company called Lorals announced a new product called Lorals for Protection, and people are just busting in their pants with excitement about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see Lorals for Protection pictured on the screen here. These are single-use natural latex underwear that block the transmission of bodily fluids, harmful pathogens, and sexually transmitted infections during oral sex. Pretty exciting stuff, isn't it? New on the scene, they are vanilla scented and come in size 0 to 20. It's so cool.
People are surprised to find out that I'm not vanilla scented.
No.
Oh, dude, I'll shoot you with a gun.
He'll get your fucking ass.
I hate this show.
No, it's getting really good here. Yeah. These are latex underwear to use when performing oral sex on a person with a vagina. Very excited.
Nice.
I never want to hear you say vagina again.
Yeah. That might be the first time I've ever heard him say that word. Off-putting.
Why'd you say that like Pauly Shore?
I'm a big fan of Louise. When you aren't, says Forbes, when you aren't sure when that both of you or all of you, depending on what you're into, are STI-free, it's a good idea to use some sort of FDA-approved or cleared, no, note that, because these are only cleared science Barrier protection to significantly reduce your risk of getting or passing along an STI. That's a sexually transmitted infection. You got to look out for those.
Giles is doing more reading on this card than I've done in a month. Yeah.
So is getting fully vaccinated against STIs like HPV, hepatitis A and B. Also, be wary of anything that looks like a rash, sore, pustule lesion, or otherwise unusual skin formation. Let me ask you a little hypothetical here. Let's say
come on, man.
You're on a first date. Ooh. With someone. It's going well. You went out to dinner. You ate the food. Then you went somewhere. You looked at something. You saw the sights. And now the evening is turning in, and there you are, alone in the back of her Subaru hatchback.
Oh God, I knew it was a car.
And she goes. She goes, excuse me, but I figure I must be straightforward. I have several pustules and lesions right now. But fortunately, I did bring a pair of disposable latex underwear if you would like to proceed with oral sex on me. And as a bonus, they are vanilla scented. Now, are you in or not? I think I just like pulled a muscle in my back from just trying to get through that. Is that a maybe?
Yeah. All right. It's a maybe. Yeah, thanks, man. It's a maybe.
Cool. All right. Well, the goal is to break the stigma of dental dams. You think they got a shot on this? They also said the benefit is that it's mostly hands-free.
Giles, shut the fuck up.
I just had to stop myself from throwing up. This is the worst I've ever felt in my life. Like, ever. I've never felt worse.
Oh, man.
I feel like this is the internal monologue of James Corden all the time.
Yeah. That's why I'm a shoo-in for the job.
Sobbing. You're crying.
Yeah, you're sobbing.
The fucked up thing is you're laughing at yourself, you fucking maniac.
Are you okay?
No. Are you fucking kidding me? Look at this.
Giles, when...
For 1 second, just think about what's going on.
I have been the whole time.
I'm having a good time, Giles.
Good. That makes all of us.
So scary.
Hey, Giles.
Yes, Zach? When does... Yeah.
You're the Joker. You are the Joker, dude.
Hey, Giles.
Yeah.
When does this show get cool?
He's crying, Zach. Leave him alone. That's not very Christ-like.
I've never been part of someone's villain origin story.
Oh, my God. In Zach's defense, I did spend a heavy part of my morning.
Did you have an abortion today?
Cutting together a clip to just publicly humiliate him for no reason.
Waiter.
Okay.
Oh, he's right there.
Do you guys feel that we've covered? Would you like to move on to the next thing?
I'm excited.
All right, we'll go ahead and just skip on ahead.
You're doing a really good job, buddy.
Thank you, Zach.
Dude, Hannah,
let's step up the class a little bit.
Hannah is weak on the fact that she just put her drink in the air and went, waiter, and then he went to get it. She's a real piece of shit, huh?
Current and future member of the service industry crying. Right there.
Now she's crying.
Yep, that's two down so far. See if we can make everyone else get through
George.
Yeah. Very exciting news out of Texas. Art collector Laura Young heard about her. She's shopping at a Goodwill in 2018. Goes in there, sees a bust. Any bust fans in here?
Yeah.
busts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw a bust. It reminded her of actor Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So she said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy this bust for $34.99. Wouldn't you know, being interested in history, she did a little research, connected with a couple of auction houses and museums, confirmed it was not just some random bust. Thank you, Carter. Go ahead.
Give it up for Carter.
Take care of your wait staff on the way out.
One thing, guys.
Yep.
They're in here right now taking care of all of you, spending their Sunday evening.
That's right.
And there aren't a lot of you, so make sure you give them a lot of money, like $30 to $40 each as a tip. Because
that's right.
Yeah, because they're here.
Yeah.
You should. And Carter's an American soldier or something.
He's a proud member of our military. We thank him for his service today. Bringing Hannah drinks as she demands them from the strange. Like some sort of dictator. Little research, she confirmed this bust is actually an ancient Roman bust that's over 2,000 years old.
What?
Yeah! 2,000 year zero, practically.
Yeah.
And they believe it is from Pompeii, once belonging to the collection of King Ludwig I of Bavaria. Nice. Hey, Pompeii, that's where you're from.
No, I'm the first of Navaria.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Help me!
That was the wrong one. It's you and me fighting. All right. taken from Bavaria. Unclear on how it ended up in Texas. It is thought to have been brought back or stolen from Germany and brought back by a soldier in the U.S. after World War II. So look at that. A little bit of a war crime she picked up at the Goodwill in 2018. However, after she did her research, she ended up handing it over to the San Antonio Museum of Art, where it is currently on display.
She didn't try to get money?
She actually did get a small finder's fee. She also received a 3D plastic model of the head to keep as a memento.
Aww.
Nice. Nothing wrong with a feel-good story, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I feel better already.
Well, I'm not crying anymore, so things must be on the way up.
Yeah.
You ever heard of such
an... Don't you usually get head at the thrift store?
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Not recently.
What, you quit shopping with your mom? Okay, sorry, that one was disgusting.
No, they had a honeymoon in Florida recently.
That's untrue. It was actually a family vacation, something you wouldn't know about because... what's the most impressive bust you've ever encountered?
Oh, brother, let me tell you.
Go ahead. Yeah. You've been to a couple museums. You got to see a couple busts in your day.
Yeah, I've seen some busts in my day.
Yeah? You?
Never seen one.
I doubt it. Zachary?
I mean, I see busts, but I feel like I Google them and I'm ashamed.
Oh, I see what it is. Some sort of porno.
I was talking about porno.
Pornography. Okay. They don't really do a lot of busts of Christ, do they? It's mostly full body stuff.
No, in meemaw houses, you usually see like a little bust of Jesus on the little, when you walk in their house, there's like a little bust of Jesus. You
like know
the
full one? Hair?
It's because you hang out with predatory meemaws.
You know, yeah, I get sugar mommed. And you know when you walk in their house and you see the it's always a Jesus looking up like that.
But not like a full statue.
No, it's Jesus just like, looking it's up like he's like, giving you a blowjob.
It's like his chat. Watch it. You want the show to fail?
Yeah.
It's
like how Britney Spears takes photos on Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Man, I'm still more in love with her every day. But goddamn, that woman needs help. Anyway, it was found at a Goodwill. You ever pull anything real clever out of a Goodwill? Find anything real cool in there? Goodwill thrift store. You seem like you've been in one or two. Oh, there's one here.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
So
gross.
No, I have to make
a
wish.
That's gonna be fun for the people listening to the podcast.
Yeah, they're gonna like it.
I don't think I've ever gotten one cool thing.
No.
Maybe a shirt that said like, "Kiss me, I farted" or something.
Ah, that would be nice. You guys ever find anything really cool at Goodwill? You've been in there. Got a.
Where I got that cat.
One time found a Cleveland Indian sweatshirt back when that was the name of the team.
4 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was weird. The weird thing is, it is one of the most comfortable sweatshirts I own. And now I can't wear it.
NFL.
But it's a good thing. because of
yeah progress.
The land that I stole.
What the fuck?
Yeah. We're doing pretty well on the art. Let's go ahead and move to our next art story, if we would, please.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, this bust wasn't the only exciting find here. You'll see once this mouse starts working again. I found that if you move... There we go. Very exciting. Earlier this last week, a screen print by famous artist Andy Warhol. You may remember him, the god of pop art.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Soup cans.
Yep, he made those. He also made a painting titled Shot Sage Blue Marilyn, one of his many silkscreen representations of Marilyn Monroe, which was auctioned at Christie's in New York last week for $195 million.
Whoa.
Can you believe? This, of course, makes it the highest price paid for a 20th century work of art sold at auction and the highest for an American artwork ever.
You know, guys, I like to think what we're doing right now is art.
Yeah. Can't you imagine what this will be worth?
Yeah.
One day. The name of the buyer was not announced. Ooh, keeping it interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It is interesting, as are the
Thank
origin.
You.
Cheers.
No. No. Okay, fine.
There we go. Starting in 1964, Warhol churned out more than a dozen portraits of the actress, all based on this image taken from one of Monroe's more forgettable films called Niagara.
Nice, man.
Yep, filmed in 1953, Year My Mom Was Born. But you got something to say about that?
Old no, mom.
There we go. Thank you.
Yeah, your mom's old, dude.
Yeah.
She sounds nice.
Thank you, Zachary.
I want to go.
Favorite person on the show so far?
What?
Whoa, what are we in competition? Anyway, folks, is this what. Why can't people just get over this lady? What is it with Marilyn Monroe that people just find so GD fascinating? What's going on?
Yellow hair is good.
Okay.
Agreed.
I think it was the first time you were allowed to be horny in public.
1956, everyone's just hanging out there, just what, 64, watching Niagara, one of the more forgettable Marilyn Monroe films, and they're like, damn, I sure hope some guy with weird hair screen prints this one day. All right.
Okay, man.
Yep. Yeah, people just, they just love her, man. What's up with that? Are we going to have to deal with this for the next 60 years from the Kardashians?
It sounds like you love her.
I mean, I'm...
You keep talking about her, dude.
Her painting sold for...
It's not her painting.
It is. She is the subject of the portrait.
Yeah, you're horny for her.
I'm interested in the fact that why a copy of her is worth $195 million.
Zach answers. Because people are horny for her.
Is that really it?
What else is there?
Not this. I know that now.
What?
This. The opposite of being horny. What we're doing right now on this show.
Speak for yourself, Giles.
The exact opposite.
This audience is the most unhorny audience I've been in front of in quite some time.
I've finally found...
No, I see them all squirming around. All
right, now we'll settle this now. By round of applause. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, clap if you're horny.
Way in the back. Not surprising. Yeah, well, I don't know.
That's what you call a hot crowd.
Unbutton your shirt a little more. Get them revved
up. Oh, yeah. Well, then we'll get this side clapping. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so should we start, like, screen printing pictures of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson to try and cash in on this early, or what do you
mean? That'll be so crazy when they do that. Now, how do you fucking like it?
I say we
go. How do you like, does that feel good to you when somebody does you at you?
I kiss my mom.
Yeah.
I kiss my mom on the lips.
Me too.
Okay.
I want to talk about art. I'm a fucking asshole. You know what I'm talking about.
Moving on.
Nice.
From the art picture. You guys hear about this guy?
Nope. It is.
guy landed a plane. He's not even a pilot. Not even a pilot. He was a passenger on a plane. He landed.
That's sick, dude.
You think you could land a plane, Giles?
I don't know. I guess that's something I would ask after I outline this entire story. Man. I'm probably just going to like zone out the rest of the show and try to figure out what I'm going to do, considering I'm never going to do this again.
Don't say that, Giles. This is a success.
No, this is really good. On Tuesday, the air traffic control tower at Florida's Treasure Coast Airport in Fort Pierce received an unusual call. Caller said, I've got a serious situation here. My pilot is incoherent, and I have no idea how to fly this plane that is up in the air right now.
Oh, my God.
It is
when he
scary.
When he called in, he told them that?
He called in, and 30 minutes later, an unidentified passenger safely landed the Cessna Caravan with the help of the West Palm Beach air traffic controllers.
Shout out.
West Palm Beach air traffic. There we go. Big time. What is the scenario that brought this forward here? Because you have a pilot that isn't dead. He is just, quote, incoherent. And then you have a passenger that managed to land a plane, and they were taking off from the Bahamas to Florida.
Maybe he ate something bad.
I mean, you have to wonder, because the man wasn't identified.
You said Florida?
The medical emergency was not specified. He was just incoherent. So what's the chances that these dudes were just ripped on an airplane, and then he had to step in and land that bird? I mean, what do you think happened?
You said Florida?
Yep, Bahamas to Florida. Two of the greatest places of sin known to man.
Yeah, the answer is meth. For sure.
Something's going on. Something humorous and something that we could jump off kind of like as a platform, you know, to kind of make humor from.
Or like an airplane.
Like an airplane.
Yeah.
Well, folks. Don't say we didn't try up here. Don't say.
It's crazy how this bit didn't have any parachutes.
Do you think you could land a plane, Giles?
I was going to say, like, you know, in the marks of Mark Wahlberg, if you were on that plan, do you think it would have ended differently? Do you get where I'm going from? It's Everyone read that Playboy magazine interview excerpt from the mid-2000s. You know what I'm talking about?
He said he could stop 9/11 if he was on the plane.
Yeah. Then this is an airplane. So it was like, what if Mark Wahlberg were on this airplane?
He would have probably landed it.
Well, he certainly would have done something. Certainly would have done something differently. I can tell you that much.
Are you comparing your podcast to 9/11?
Well, at the current moment, it feels the same. Two things that were once great, me and the concept of me making content, being destroyed by a group of terrorists. Just
me?
Yep.
No, I didn't do anything.
Devoted to their cause of crashing what America loves most, freedom and my attempts at humor. It's so weird that when I was hysterically and uncontrollably crying on stage, things were actually going better. There we go. Get that in here. Anyway, folks, you know what would be fun right now?
What's that?
A theme park?
Tell us more.
You ever been to one of those?
I sure have.
Yeah?
Zach was conceived at a theme park.
Yeah.
It's very true. It's just right on top of a roller coaster. It's the closest you can get to the Lord.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, not if you're going to avoid airplanes from the previous thing.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Hang me with this. You know what? Remember in Sopranos when Tony was taking Meadow to go tour that college, and then he found the dude that ratted him out, so he just choked him with the wires from a trailer hitch? Yeah. Do that with that XLR to me right now. Just murder me in cold blood on this stage so I can finally.
Why did he ask Ran about the Sopranos?
Yeah, I've seen the Sopranos.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No,
you haven't.
Yes,
not,
I have.
Not
I have
like
seen
me and Giles.
Nah, yeah, you didn't.
We lived it.
Yeah, that's true. I actually,
that's Spaghetti Jack.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sopranos is 81 hours of video, and I watched it in the first 3 weeks of the pandemic because I was like, this is going to be over soon. So I was like, this is going to be over soon, so I should make this a full-time job.
You're so lonely.
Yeah. So crazy that you know how many hours The Sopranos runs.
Well, I did the numbers on it once I finished it, and I was like, wow, I can't keep living like this. Look at me now, though. Anyway, folks.
How much are you going to write on there for Carter?
Do you know?
Good job. Yeah.
There we go.
Well, give it up for this table, guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Here you all need to take after this man here.
You certainly do, folks. It's fun to go to the show. Also fun to go to a theme park. You ever been to a theme park and run into a live bear that wasn't supposed to be there?
I saw a bear with a person in it.
Person in it?
Yeah.
You saw the scene of a murder.
No, a bear had a person in it.
Oh, like a costume.
Walking around hugging kids.
Oh, I thought he meant like a live bear had consumed a human being. And Rand was like, oh, look at that. A person has been killed and I see this.
I saw that too.
Yeah. Where'd you see that? On the set of Grizzly Man?
I saw it at Six Flags Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that's that's wild. Out in Magic Mountain, out in Los Angeles? You mean they seem to have a recurring bear? Sorry, it was my soul trying to escape my body. Yeah, you can go to Magic Mountain. They had a live bear that broke into the premises last week. Didn't even buy a ticket. Can you believe that?
Good job,
Carter.
Yep. It broke in.
A bear broke into the fucking thing. You just said it, man.
Yeah, I know. And then it got trapped.
What happened?
It got trapped between two cargo containers, and they had to sedate it.
It got what?
Got trapped.
Between what?
Two cargo containers. They had to sedate it. It was removed safely.
Two cargo potatoes? What are you saying?
Cargo containers?
Two cargo containers.
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, my God, dude. You know, right?
No. The bear is okay, though.
The bear is fine.
Yeah, it was removed safely. But what do you think
that crazy?
Yeah, I know. What do you think that bear was trying to do in that theme park?
He was probably trying to eat all the snacks.
Yeah. Do you think it was more enticed by the fried dough stands or the prospect of riding the Goliath hyper coaster? I spent all day on this. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to spend all day on this. It's going to be a fucking waste of time.
Hey, buddy.
Now look at this.
Listen, I'm having a good time.
Good.
Cheer up, buddy.
I hope whoever is cooking the chicken did a good job today so that the people that showed up at least can look back and say, well, that was worth it.
The chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think everyone's having fun.
I hope they're like, the drinks were stiff. So at least I don't feel like I got fucking ripped off.
Giles?
Yeah.
Are these gloves up here because you keep beating yourself up?
Aww.
Man,
this has to be the end. I can't keep doing the show. This has to be it.
It's going to be okay, Giles.
Crying again.
I know. And it's the only thing they like.
I think everybody's probably having fun.
Yeah, Giles, you're doing a good job. Give it up for Giles.
Thank you.
He really needs it.
Yeah.
Wow. We just clapped a man back from the brink.
Yeah, you are really acting fucking weird. Your whole thing is fucking... You're a strange bird.
Like a month ago, it's like, wow, all these comedians are having public mental breakdowns. I can't believe I'm so stable.
You're in your kitchen licking a knife.
I'm not on the edge. This is.
You're the type of dude that would like learn a language.
Just to be angry in another language.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be weird to me if somebody walked up to me and was like, you know, Giles knows how to speak Portuguese? I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, there was a comic book by an author and they just never translated it. So I figured it would be easier to just learn an entire culture's language.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Beastie Boys, my set.
Yeah, man. Too many fucking words. I couldn't follow.
I know, dude. Ah! Well, I guess it's time for a closing event that you all voiced opposition to wanting to do.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Did everyone enjoy their the show tonight?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Go Bananas Comedy Club, Cincinnati's premier home for stand-up comedy, so it would only be incredibly insensitive if we didn't do stand-up comedy here tonight, wouldn't it?
Oh, man.
I know.
Yeah.
But what's the point of putting all of these things together if we don't do stand-up comedy with a twist?
What?
I know, whoa. Right? So, folks, tonight I'm here. I'm very excited to present to you the first ever Cool Showman edition of The Firing Squad. Is everyone?
That is. Everyone?
Yep.
After the last 45 minutes, that's a terrifying thing to hear.
Pretty scary. Yeah. It's very exciting. What we have here is a...
I hate this fucking show.
Well,
dude.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm literally never going to be allowed to do it anywhere else again.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a good time.
Thank you, Hannah. I'm glad that you did, and the crowd is going to drive home saying, you know what?
Great chicken tonight.
Uh-huh. Here's the deal.
So, those drinks were stiff.
They certainly were. So everyone go ahead and take one of these things.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Go ahead. There's one for you.
I don't need one.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need it because you're
going... This is just Guile's kink.
Yeah. You're going to be using those as bandanas to cover your eyes as you go up to the microphone and perform, I don't know, I guess the best single joke of your entire life. At which point the crowd will decide
these
if
are,
they would...
These are totally see-through.
No, not if you roll up.
Yeah, I mean, you can turn them into, like, yeah, see, like, something like that.
They're so see-through, I could see that what she did.
No, you just roll it.
I mean, yeah, you can do all of those things. You're going to have to get up to the microphone at some point up there in the front, okay. So however you want to do that. We're going to do that one at a time. The crowd selected members have been armed with a series of firearms that they will be using... to shoot at you should they feel that once you have completed your joke, you are worth being shot. And that's as much of a concept as I was able to develop.
They're
going to
shoot every one of us.
Well, they're going to aim at the person at the mic at the front. And then, you know, from there, you know, we'll come from this feeling like we've bonded.
Hey, nobody can get super close to me and shoot me directly in the dick. I'm being serious.
Well...
Why would you give
sensitive.
Them that idea?
Do we have any volunteers up here? Okay, Hannah would like to go first, so she's going to make her way to the microphone. Please give it up for Hannah Youngholm, everyone.
Yeah.
The first member of the firing squad. And she just needs to very carefully and slowly make her way up there without incurring a lawsuit against the... You're going to go left, 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 and you're going to start shifting left. There's the front of the table. Keep going from there. Put your right arm out. A little more, and there we go. Give it up for Hannah Youngholm, everyone.
Oh. Okay, so I don't think women should use vibrators.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The massage chairs at the mall work just as well. And they're right outside of Hollister. You got me in the titty. I just wait for the little male models to come in. I'm just,
Hannah Youngholm, everyone. All right. Oh, my God.
I knock it off. Knock it off.
All right. Give it up for Hannah, everyone. Yay. There are more bullets in that plastic box over there if everyone needs them. All right. Coming up next is the person that's closest to the stage. Let's go ahead and give it up for Zach Wyckoff making his way up. Careful, he might come in contact with a woman.
That's those lights.
Yeah, watch out for those lights over there. Don't worry. I'll mop that up later on. Here he comes. Left, left, left. And keep going forward in your direction. And let's hear it for Zachary Wyckoff, everyone.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, facing the firing squad.
All right. I got to say, guys, this has been very fun. I will say That was right in the... That was a kill shot, dude. Jesus Christ. Okay. You just made me take the... Those hurt more than I remember. That was in my penis. Oh my god. Okay. Okay. Here's a joke. Okay. Here. I was told. Anytime I leave the house, I was told as a child that my mom said, "Hey Zach, make sure you have fun, but not too much fun."
Yeah.
And to this day, I've never had fun.
All right, Zachary Baca. And finally, coming to face the firing squad, it is Rand Barnaclo, everyone. Give it up for Rand facing the firing squad.
Okay.
Hello. I just know that the last time I did this, I got shot directly in the penis about 400 times.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey, you guys, did you guys go to school with a liar? Oh my god.
Just do the joke, it'll be over.
Oh, I went to school with this guy that used to, when I was 14, this guy used to turn around on the bus, and he used to be like, my grandpa killed more Nazis than any other American, or whatever. And I knew he was lying. what was that?
You're hitting me. Just finish the joke. And it'll be over.
And one time he walked up to me. He goes, "I'm really worried about this summer, Rand." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, I'm getting drafted to the Special Forces. We were 14. I mean, knock it off. And I saw that guy. I saw that guy last week. I walked up to him and I was like, I'll never forget what I said to him. I go, "Can I have 20 on pump 5?
Is that it? Rand Barnaclo, everyone. Okay.
You guys like it.
And that was the firing squad. Give it up for everyone on the show today. Give it up for, god damn it, give it up for Hannah Youngholm, Zachary Wyckoff, and the man in tie-dye, Rand Barnaclo. Thank you so much for Go Bananas for having us here at this lovely venue. And thank you so much for coming out. Get home safe. Good night.
Wow. Let's get some music. That was... Thank you for...